It says my eyebrows come up.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
The one now?
Did you leave your number, sir, for us to give you a call back?
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering what up on my banking account. I agreed to $5.99, but somebody from this number, whatever, took $67.32 on top of the $5.99.
Okay, may I please have your zip code, sir?
71357.
You said 71357?
Yeah.
Thank you. Can I have your first and last name?
Ricky Gray. What is he?
Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
1816 Highway 4, Northern Louisiana.
Thank you. You said 1816 Highway 4, New Wilton, Los Angeles?
Louisiana,
I'm sorry. Okay, I have your account pulled up, sir. How may I help you?
Well, I agree they something about a skillet for $5.99, but then they hit me with $67.32 on top of the other.
Okay, so the reason you're being charged $67.32 is because of that first initial charge you made on December 3rd where you entered into a sweepstakes to win a Crusette for $5.74.
Yeah, well, how does $5 something come under $67 something? You there?
I'm sorry, sir. Can you repeat that?
I said, well, $67 is a far cry from $5 and something.
The reason you're being charged is because you did not cancel the account, like it said, in the terms and conditions. And each time you're charged, it increases your chances of winning.
Well, we don't want
to. Oh, I don't give a shit about trying to win nothing. I thought it was some kind of skillet deal. But I ain't into all that. I didn't understand the situation, or nobody explained to me they was going to take $67 and the $5.99 or whatever.
Yes, sir.
You want out of the sweepstakes, won't you mind?
They didn't take me off at least.
Okay, sir, I can cancel the account for you so you won't be charged and you want the future. Give me one moment.
All right. What about the money you already took?
And for the $67.32, I can offer you a 35% refund.
How can you offer him a 35% refund when he don't want it to enter the damn sweepstakes? The sweepstakes is $5 or something. We want the whole 60 back.
I can offer you a 35% refund.
35% refund.
35% of it. And then you just screwed with no pot, no nothing. I'm just giving you free money.
But what you're trying to say is it's a racket. Correct? Because I ain't seen no skillet.
You entered for a chance to win, sir. You did not win.
Ain't that some stupid ass
How the hell you going to go from $5 to $67? I don't understand that.
Sir, it said in the terms and conditions that if you do not win or if you do not cancel your account, sir, you will be billed monthly. And each time you are billed, it increases your chances of winning something else.
It ain't been a week, and y'all hit me for $67.
It said they will bill you anywhere. It said they will bill you anywhere after 48 hours. Then it's monthly, sir.
Oh, that's the biggest rotten shit I have ever heard in my life.
Well, just send whatever money you're going to send back to my account and put me on no call list.
No, I'm calling the Better Business Bureau. That's crap shit like that.
Okay, sir, would you like that 35% because I can't hear from the person in the background?
That's all I'm going to get back. What I'm going to do is say no, keep it.
Okay, give me one moment while I cancel your account and refund you.
That's the biggest crock of shit I ever heard in my life. $67 a month just a chance to win a fucking $32 skillet? Nah. Y'all need to be turned in. If you done it to my bank, Capital One, your ass has been giving it all back. That ain't even half your damn money back, 35%. What, they gonna give you back $5? After that, I'm bounced my fucking account?
Okay, sir, I have canceled that account for you, so you won't be billed anymore in the future, and I have refunded you $23.56. That should be back into your account 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No.
Wow.
Tell them thank you for that good fucking I got.